You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this evening. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We have a bunch of callers on hold, and I will get to them in just a second, but just wanted to give you an update on Tim. He had a heart cath last week, as a lot of you know. Thank you for your prayers and wonderful wishes. And he's doing great. I would say he's better than new. And so the best thing about that is he had the procedure done on the 3rd, which is the Feast of the Angels, October 2nd. And a friend of mine texted me and she said, yeah, it's Feast of the Angels. He's going to be doing great. And then what happened was he, as soon as I told him that, he came into the room. And the nurse came in and her name was Angel, which I thought was a riot when that happened. So it worked great. He's doing great and onward and upward. All right. Since this is the first show of October, since I didn't do a live one last week, we have a winner for this month. And it's her name is Erica BC. And she wrote a review on iTunes, and she said, I listen to Julie on a weekly basis and have read her book, Angelic Attendance. She's so inspiring and comforting, even through the dying process. The book is awesome and has helped me understand the dying process as well. Keep inspiring and comforting our souls, Julie. And that's from Erica BC. So Erica, you are the winner of a free 1-hour session valued at $155. So email me, julie@askjulieryan.com, and we'll set up a date and time for us to spend an hour together, and we can cover whatever you want, whatever you're interested in talking about. Medical stuff, pet stuff, we can talk to your deceased loved ones, we can do past life stuff, and there's lots of things that we can do. So please do that. For those of you that would like to win a free session, all you have to do is just 3 easy things. I sound like a game show host, don't I, when I say that? But 3 easy things. Number 1, follow me on Instagram at Ask Julie Ryan. Number 2, sign up for my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. And number 3, write a review on iTunes at Ask Julie Ryan Podcast. When you go to iTunes on your phone and you hit the subscription for Ask Julie Ryan, you'll see a place to leave reviews. And you could be our next winner, and that would be fun. Okay, let's go to the phones and see who we have. I believe our first caller is Diana. And Diana, let's see, Diana, you gotta unmute your phone. There you go. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Julie, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Hi, everybody else that is listening to this wonderful show. I've been listening to this show for many years, and I'm so thrilled to be here today.
Wonderful. We're thrilled to have you. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Australia, and wow, it's morning. Actually, it's a beautiful morning today because the weather here is unpredictable. It changed a lot. Uh-huh. So I'm also so glad to hear that your husband, Tim, is ready to recover. Such a good news.
Yes, he's doing great. Thank you so much. Well, you got a question for me?
Yes, I do. So I just to give a little background, I'm 40 years old. I am a mom of two beautiful children that are adults now, and I consider myself in a very good health. But on the last month, at the end of September, I was diagnosed with cancer. That was shocking news, and I started having changes in my life, in my diet. So I always keep a very good diet, but now I know when you are fighting cancer, things like sugar, milk, animal protein doesn't help at all. So I cut that from my diet, and I have lots of organic food, mushrooms, supplements. However, I would really love your help. If you can please scan me to find what is triggering this in my body.
Yeah, sure. Where's your cancer?
Breast cancer.
Diana, breast cancer. Okay. All right. And so what are your doctors saying?
So far I've been seeing the specialist just once. So she was very helpful, and surgery is the first option that I agree with that. However, I'm very skeptical and scared in some way about radiotherapy or chemotherapy, because I know it's highly poison, and I always go for, I don't take even a painkiller, you know, I don't like pharmaceutical stuff. So that is why I need to find what is causing it, so I can work in, working in my body and helping myself.
Okay. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get you on my radar, Diana. And how that works is I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And what's going to happen is I'm going to watch a laser beam go from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama, in the southern part of the U.S., and it's going to travel down to you in Australia. And then I'm going to have a hologram of you in my mind's eye, and I'm going to envision shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head. And then it will be as if I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. So here we go. Here comes my laser beam heading to you in Australia. And I watch it go across oceans and stuff like that. So, okay, I've got you. Shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head. And where the inflammation is that I'm seeing is in the right breast. Is that where they found the cancer?
No, actually it's in the left one.
Left. All right. Well, your right breast is inflamed, so I'm going to look there first, because the energy always goes where it's most needed first.
Yes.
So I'm in the right breast. So I'm turning you around so I can face you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to apply anti-inflammatory energy, and that will let me see what's going on. So inflammation looks like red fog on body parts, Diana. And so I'm applying anti-inflammatory energy, which is a royal blue color, to get that calmed down so I can see what's going on. All right, so going back in, see what's happening. Okay, so on the right breast, I'm seeing a lump that's on the outside of the right breast. Have you felt anything there?
No, I haven't.
All right. Do you wear an underwire bra?
Yes, I wear an underwire bra, yes.
Okay, so where the wire comes up on the side on the right?
Yeah.
You know, and on the side on the left? If you can switch to a different bra that doesn't have underwire, it would be really good, because I'm removing this. It looks like a benign cyst, so I'm removing that. And the fact that that showed up first is interesting to me, because stuff always shows up in order of importance. So I'm removing that. I'm removing some other little ones along where the wire is.
Yeah, no, the ultrasound showed a few, but they were small.
Yeah, those are from your underwire bra. So they've got technology now that, you know, that will hold the girls up without the underwire. Okay. So, all right, let me go over to the left side and see. You've got a cyst in the same place on the left side. Yeah. All right. So where I'm seeing the cells that look like they're malignant, and it's just a little teeny cluster of cells is what I'm seeing. It's left of center, but up. It's so, if I'm looking at your nipple, it's, if I go straight up and over to your left, that's where I'm seeing that cluster of cells. So I'm going to encapsulate them and get them out. So are they talking about doing a lumpectomy before chemo or what?
Yeah, that's right. It's either that or total mastectomy.
Okay. All right. Are they seeing it in more than one place? That's where the energy went for me, is in that one cluster. Let me see if there's any other ones in that breast. That's the only place I'm seeing it, in that breast. And it's little. When I'm, all right. So let's do a DNA healing on you. And how we're going to do that is I'm watching a DNA come out of you, some strands of DNA. LaShonda, can you mute, please? For some reason, I'm not able to mute you the way that you've called in. So can you mute, please, till I get to you? So what happens is I'm looking at an X chromosome, and I see four strands of DNA have come out from that X chromosome. And they have letters on them that say ATCG. Those represent amino acids, nucleic acids, excuse me. And that's the recipe that tells the cells how to behave. So I'm watching them get rearranged. So what happens is we get exposed to some kind of toxins usually. It's pretty rare that there's a genetic disease. It's less than 5% of diseases are genetic. And it's usually from some environmental something that we've been exposed to, and it causes a mutation in the DNA in the recipe that tells the cells how to behave, Diana. Okay. So what I'm watching happen is I'm watching that recipe get returned back to normal. Okay. And then when that strand is fixed, it goes back into your chromosome, and then the chromosome will go back into your body. So imagine looking at a big X, and imagine there's a strand of letters that comes out from there. Okay. And it looks like the paper that is in a fortune cookie that has a fortune on it. And that's what I'm watching happen. And it's, the letters are getting rearranged. Like, have you ever played Scrabble?
Yes, I have.
Like, you move a letter up and over. So that's what I'm watching. Okay, three strands are back in. They've been corrected. And then the last one is happening in warp speed in my head. Anyways. And then it's snapping back in. Okay. So that's a big old healing that you got, two of those. So keep us posted on what's happening with you. You may want to schedule a private session, Diana.
So yeah, definitely. I was checking and the next available will be by middle of November, but definitely I will do, because there's so many things I would like to share with you and learn from you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Go ahead and schedule it. And then if I have something that, and email me about it. And if I have something that opens up, then I'll move you up sooner. Just because
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Sorry, Julie, just the last thing is, any recommendations in the meantime? Because I went to that strict diet because I know which things can help, but is any about supplements? I know in many times, in many of your shows, you have mentioned the ester C. So at the moment, I'm having just lots of vitamin C, but is anything that you think that will help me?
Keep your food really clean. If God made it, eat it. If man made it, try and stay away from it. Like you said, sugar and things like that. Yeah. So that's what I would do in the short run. And and then we'll do a deep dive when I have you for a whole hour, and we'll figure out, you know, a strategy that can help.
Go a little bit deep. Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Julie.
You're welcome. An angel. Thanks for
calling. You're such a blessing from this world.
Oh, you too. Take care.
Bye, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Hello, hello. There you go.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Good.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Call me Patty.
Patty. Okay, Patty. All right. So, Patty, tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm Patty from Queens, New York.
Okay, terrific. So whoever's talking, I'm not to you yet. So can you mute your phone? I can't see you on my dashboard. And then I'll come back to you. Okay, so Patty, got you. Mm-hmm. We're having some technical difficulties tonight, you guys. These people who called in have been troopers with me because I don't know what's going on with the system, but it's kind of whacked, isn't it, ladies? So Patty, Queens, tell me. What you got going on?
Well, things happen for a reason. So maybe you couldn't get on your regular phone. We get to see everybody. So this is a good thing. This is a good adventure.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're being positive about it. Me too.
Okay.
You got a question for me?
Yes. I went to the dentist a few months ago because I need to get prior authorization to do a deep cleaning for my insurance. Mm-hmm. So when he did the x-rays, the dentist saw that I possibly need a root canal. Mm-hmm. So Monday, I think it's from a tooth over here. He didn't say which tooth, but I think it's this one. Mm-hmm. It's actually a cavity in a filling. Mm-hmm. I heard about this. I was told about this 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and I figured, okay, you know, how can you have a cavity inside a filling? So, and it's actually from a filling from 40. I'm 56, so it's from 45 years ago, mm-hmm. like when I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that if you can help to heal my tooth a little bit, because I really don't want to get a root canal. I don't want to kill my tooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm connecting to you. Excuse me, in Queens. Got my laser beam on you. All right. The energy went, Patty, to lower right side of your mouth. Where's the tooth?
There's actually a root there. And it's from... get this, from 12 years ago, I had a tiny cavity. I never took care of it. Mm-hmm. And then slowly my tooth broke. So I have a root there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt me right now, but it does hurt me from time to time. But to get the root canal, he's talking about another tooth. So I know this has to be pulled out. I know that. 100% guarantee. But mm-hmm. I'm more concerned about the root canal. I don't want to really get a root canal. I just want him... to drill the tooth, get rid of the cat, you know, take out the old filling, and then he could fill it. I just don't want, I want my that tooth to heal at least. This one I want to pull out. I told my dentist, pull it out, but just let's do the cavities first, and then you can pull this one out.
So the one on the lower right is the one with the root that needs to be pulled?
Yes.
All right, that's where the energy went first. So that one's way more of an issue, Patty. And the one with the cavity.
Okay.
Okay, because the energy went there first. So
it has to be pulled out. I know it does.
So what, are you going to get an implant where that tooth is being pulled?
Well, we need to get authorization from the insurance.
Okay.
Well, right. We need to get approval first. But I have the approval to do a root canal. And I actually have a bridge over here from 30 years ago.
Okay.
They got permission to do the bridge.
So where's the tooth? I see an upper left tooth that has a cavity in it. That's where the energy went next. Where's the tooth that's in question?
Right here.
Well, so where's right here? Tell me.
Left side.
Left side. That's where I'm seeing it.
Right. It goes like I feel it from the pupil down.
Okay. Remember, people are listening, so you have to describe it.
Okay. It's from when you think about it, go from the pupil down, yes. That's where the tooth is, right?
That's where I'm seeing the cavity. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm watching is I'm watching antibiotic energy get put into that root to help that antibiotic energy is a fuchsia color, Patty. It's not as purpley as you're thinking with fuchsia sometimes. It's more like hot pink fuchsia.
Well, that's my favorite color.
There you go. And that's in there. And then I'm watching it get refilled with a filling, you know, a porcelain one. You don't want any metal fillings. Be sure you're doing porcelain. I think you can get by with that. I think you can get by with that from what I'm seeing with that healing. You know, play it by ear. Worst case scenario is you get it done later. But the bigger issue is the one on the lower right.
Yeah, it's going to be pulled out. It's 12 years now since. Yeah. All of us, it's just that now every time, swear to God, every time the dentist says you have a tiny cavity, I'm not waiting anymore. He did, I was so good because I don't get needles when I do fillings, because all he has to do is put the gel on my gums, and I can hear him drilling, but the cavity is so tiny. I tell him, because of this, I learned that the dentist says you have a cavity, fill it at ASAP, because I don't want this.
Yeah. Right. Well, let us know what happens. Good luck.
But you don't feel like it's, you don't feel that I need a root canal.
I got antibiotic energy in it. Isn't in Patty's best interest to have a root canal on the tooth in the upper left side of her mouth? I'm getting no.
Good.
So So
high five.
Get the other one fixed.
Oh, yeah. That one's going to be pulled out.
All righty.
Thanks. High five.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome. Thanks for having patience with me with these technical difficulties this evening. You know, live shows are interesting in that way, right?
Well, you did it quite well. You navigated it all in perfect harmony. So congratulations. You got that done.
Thanks. Smoke and mirrors, girl.
And I'm so glad your hubby's doing well.
Yes, thank you. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
San Diego, California.
All right. Terrific. You got a question for me?
I do. I'm just in such a funk lately, and I am concerned about my heart. I've never had a CACS study, the calcium coronary artery scan.
Yeah.
And I don't know. My heart's been funny, but I'm also not doing my heart's work. Mm-hmm. And I know that, and I need to start moving in that direction. So I don't know if it's more that I'm just not doing my heart's work, not feeling loved, and then the real heart of my body. Mm-hmm. That question makes sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get you on my radar and let's see what's going on with your heart. All right, here comes my laser beam out to the left coast. All right, got you. Shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head. Turned you around to the back, looking at the back side of you. So I'm going to just go in and look at your heart. I don't know why it's turned around to the back, but I'm going to look at your heart from behind and see what's going on. What are you having? Is you having an irregular heartbeat or something?
Yeah, like I think three times this summer, I felt like I left my body, like I was half in it. And then one day my heart was just pounding so fast. I thought, oh my gosh, this might be a heart attack. I had to sit down and my heart was just going boom, boom, boom. And I did some energy work and it calmed down, but I was just like, geez, you know, this is weird.
Your heart looks fine to me. What I've gotten three times though, Amy, is are you on hormones? Are you on bioidentical hormones?
No.
All right. I'm getting that it's hormone related.
Oh.
No. And that can cause heart palpitations.
Oh
yeah. So I would look into bioidentical hormones. My favorite book on it is The Wisdom of Menopause by Christiane Northrup and MD.
Right.
And then Suzanne Summers has written several terrific books on menopause and bioidentical hormones. And she's interviewed some amazing doctors around the world. I would look into both of those and go see somebody. Now you want the bioidenticals because that's what matches our body when we're young and fertile, what our bodies make. And the pharmaceutical hormones have extra molecules added to them so that their formulas can be patented. So I recommend the bioidenticals. So look into that. I think that's what's going on. Your heart looks fine.
Oh, well, that's good too.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you everyone for joining. It's really nice.
Okay. Take care. Bye, Amy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so glad to hear that your husband is better.
He is. Thank you. Thanks for hanging in there with me this evening.
Yeah. Hey, it happens. Technical difficulties.
I know.
Well, listen, I actually heard you on Spirit Guides Radio a couple of weeks ago, and I have binged your podcast since then, and I love what you're doing. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Noonan, Georgia.
Okay. Where is that?
It is 20 miles south of Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, near the air. All right.
Not too far from you.
On the way to Macon?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours from Macon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I have a question for you, and it's in regards to my husband. Okay. I told him I would be calling you tonight, and he's okay with it. So what is going on is he's been having some chronic pains, and it's literally been happening for years. Mm-hmm. And we've been to the doctor. He's had multiple tests ran, MRIs, CAT scans, blood work. Everything comes back normal.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor just tells him it's in his head, but, you know, it's, yeah, he's in pain. And he doesn't get sleep. He gets like 2 hours of sleep at night. It's just, he can hardly function. Mm-hmm. And he'll get better for a while, and then he'll relapse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for an answer. You know, what's going on with him? What is it relating to?
Okay. What's his name, Brittany?
His name's William.
William. All right. I'm going to connect to you, and I'm going to connect from you to him, and I'm going to ask his permission to scan him, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here comes my laser beam. Doesn't have to go very far, a couple hours. Me. That's like, what, a fraction of a second in spirit world time? I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, our linear time isn't the same as spirit world time.
Right.
So, got you. Okay, laser beam's gone from William. William, I'm talking to Brittany. I know it's fine. That's what he's saying. Okay, good job priming the pump there. All right. So, I'm shooting energy from his feet up through the top of his head. He looks like he's not plugged in. He looks like I'm looking at an x-ray in a dark room without any light. So I'm going to see if I can get him to take a charge. Is he fatigued? Does he have a lot of fatigue?
Yeah, because he's not sleeping. He can't sleep because he's in so much pain.
Yeah. All right. Let me see what's going on. See if I can get him to take a charge. Let's see what's happening with him. Wow. He's like not even, it's like I'm looking at an x-ray in a pitch black room. I can't even get, he's not dying because the spirit's in his body. I mean, I'm not even seeing that, but I'm sorry, I'm not getting anything.
Okay.
That's pretty rare. Why don't you schedule a private session and we'll really do a deep dive, like I always say, and see what we can do on that. Let me see if I can get just some download information of what's going on.
Okay.
What are his symptoms other than fatigue?
So to me, it sounds like it's like fibromyalgia, however you say it.
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. And we've mentioned that to the doctor, and, you know, I guess there's no real test for that. So,
yeah,
it's like a tingling. He says his body like tingles.
Mm-hmm. So I'm running through possibilities in my head. Mold exposure, no. Fibromyalgia, no. Some kind of neural toxicity, yes. Where does he work? What kind of, does he work in a industrial place?
No.
All right, because I just asked, where's he getting the toxins? And I got drinking water.
Huh.
So, yeah, I'd like to have more time with him. I'm just not getting anything. And that's pretty rare, Brittany.
Okay.
I don't get anything from him, but let's see what we can come up with, you know, when I've got more time to really, really investigate this and ask a bunch of questions. And maybe that will get him jump-started and we can see what's going on. The okay. good news is he's not dying, and fibromyalgia is usually in women.
Yeah.
It's usually yeast related.
Okay.
So in the short run, what I would suggest is email me, julie@askjulieryan.com. I'll send you the link for the gut biome test.
Mm-hmm.
Because food is the best medicine. Let's go ahead and get that done and then schedule a private session and let's go from there.
Yeah, because I'm also thinking it could be gluten related. He could have a gluten sensitivity or something.
Yeah, but it's weird that I can't even get him to take a charge. Something's up with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll definitely do that.
Okay, so email me and I'll send you that link because it's okay. half off. And anybody listening, if you want that link, just email me, julie@askjulieryan.com, and I'll send it to you.
Thanks so much, Julie.
Take care. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, our next caller, I believe, is Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for hanging in there with me.
No problem. I'm calling in from Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay, terrific. Beautiful city.
Yes.
Got a question for me?
Yeah, so my work environment has been pretty toxic lately due to my managers.
Mm.
And now they're hiring a direct supervisor who is had a lot of grievances against him at his previous two offices
mm-hmm.
and has a really bad reputation. And I'm just wondering, you know, what the future holds and if it's going to get better, especially for me.
Yeah. So what are you thinking? You may look around for something else?
No, I mean, I've been with them pretty much for 26 years, and this is the first time that I've ever experienced this kind of management.
What's going on? What are they doing?
They are very sneaky and they lie on people, which is odd to me because, I mean, they're the bosses. They can take, they should be taking responsibility for what they do, mm-hmm. but they lie on people. They try to get me to change a report.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, because for me, that wasn't ethical for me to change that report.
Right.
Things like that. And now they're hiring somebody that has a bad reputation and has grievances filed against them. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if it's going to get better.
All right. So first of all, the business side of me, businesswoman side of me is saying you keep really good documentation. You document everything. When somebody comes and asks you to do something that you believe is wrong or unethical, you document who asked you to do it, when they asked you to do it, all of that. You keep a list. You keep a list offsite. Okay?
Right.
Keep it away from your office. That's number one. You cover your rear end, CYA. Number two, I think what you do is you just continue to do things the way that you think you can do it. Nobody can create in our reality. We can only create in our own reality. We can't create in anybody's reality either. So when something happens that, you know, that you don't like, document it, number one. And number two, you just keep doing what you're doing. All right. Because nobody can control what you think. Okay. So will it get better in the short run? No. In the long run, yes, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay. So you're not going anywhere, right?
No.
So here's something that I teach all the time is when you're really frustrated and you're feeling a negative emotion, you want to ask yourself, is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes? If it's not, then what you want to do is you want to say, how is this benefiting me? And that's going to change your vibration. It's going to make you feel better. And okay. That's all we're concerned about. Okay?
Yes.
So I think short run, it may be a little rocky long run, it should be fine, but you cover your rear end on this.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for calling. Good luck. Let us know what happens.
Okay.
There you go. All right. We do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160. And the access code is 533-677-pound. You can find this information a bunch of places, everywhere you download podcasts. It's in the show notes. We're also on Alexa and we're on YouTube. So that's in the show notes there as well. It's also on my website, AskJulieRyan.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see it. Also, when you're on my site, sign up for my blog. And every week I send out a question that somebody has submitted online, and in the notes themselves is all this call-in information. And when you're on my site, sign up for an appointment, and then I'll have a whole hour to go over with you whatever you want to talk about. Like I said, we can talk about medical stuff, past life stuff, talk to deceased loved ones, scan your pets, whatever. And we can do a combination of all of them, however time allows. And it's really fun. It's so fun. Even if you've got something serious going on, like Diana did, who called in from Australia, it's still fun because we're going to come up with things that will make us laugh during the appointment. You'll see. All right, this week's question's from Terry, and Terry lives in Los Angeles, California, and she said, "Hi, Julie. My husband and I have been trying for 2 years to have a baby. We seem to be struggling with infertility. I would like it if you could do a scan and tell us what's wrong and if you can heal us. My husband has never gotten anyone pregnant, and the testing for men is not equal to all the testing they do on women." I'm not so sure why Terry included that her husband's never gotten anyone pregnant unless he's been married before, and that's what she's talking about. But I left it in because that's what she said in the question, but I didn't quite get what she meant with that. I mean, I get what she means, but I didn't know why she included it. She went on to say, "In addition, I have a surgery scheduled to remove my fibroids. I know we'll be parents. I just need your knowledge and expertise. I also need information on your class for February. I'm very excited to be a part of it. Thanks, Terry." And here's my response. Hi, Terry. Thanks for your questions. First, let's address your wanting to have a baby. Baby spirits attach to their birth and or adoptive mother's energy field before they're conceived and look like orbs often seen in photographs. You have three. One is very close, meaning a baby will soon incarnate, and two more orbs representing additional babies are behind it in the distance. So I wanted to tell her that she wasn't having triplets because she's got three baby spirits attached to her energy field, but that, you know, she can have three babies is what it's looking like to me. I went on to say the baby spirit intending to incarnate soon told me it's just waiting until you have your fibroid surgery. According to women's health expert Christian Northrup, MD, benign fibroid tumors of the uterus, also called myomas, are present in 30 to 50% of women in the United States. Dr. Northrup goes on to say, fibroids arise from the smooth muscle and connective tissue of the uterine muscle itself. They can form on the outside or inside of the uterus, above, below, or on the side of it. While discussing whether fibroids affect infertility, Dr. Tantib Behenjikul from the Cleveland Clinic said, most fibroids don't, meaning they don't affect infertility, but some can, depending on their size and location, interfere with the sperm's ability to get to the egg, fertilization, or in the implantation of an embryo. Having said all that, I believe you'll soon become pregnant after your surgery and will go on to have other children as well. That's what I believe. In the meantime, you may want to check out a new book called Spiritual Fertility by Dr. Julie Vaughn, and Vaughn is spelled V-O-N, V as in Victor, O-N, who shows women a new way to approach fertility so that the entire experience of becoming pregnant is energetically uplifting. I ordered this book. I'm going to read it myself. I haven't read it yet, but it has great reviews, and people I know have read it, and they thought it was terrific. So I'm flying tomorrow. I'm going to be reading it on the plane. Regarding my class, the next life-changing angelic attendant training will begin February 8th, 2020. I suggest enrolling ASAP since the class size is limited to 12 students. Looking forward to having you join us and enhance your life in countless ways. Good luck with the baby making. So Terry, thanks so much for that question. I think your procedure scheduled for your fibroids is exactly the right thing for you to do. Okay, here we go. Let's go back to the phones. And I believe our next caller is Julia. Hi, Julia. Hi, Julia, can you hear me?
Yep, can you hear me?
There you are. Hi, yeah, hi.
Yay.
How are you?
I don't know whether this headset's gonna work or not. I'm doing great, how are you?
Great, thank you for hanging in there with me.
Sure.
Yeah, where are you calling us from?
Central Florida. I live out by Disney.
Oh, good. Tell Mickey we said hello.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific. You got a question for me?
Well, actually, I am thinking about moving.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in the state of Florida. I'm thinking over on the Gulf Coast, Western Florida, over maybe Clearwater, St. Pete. Not really 100% sure on the where. So any insights around the where or the when or the, you know, it's a huge step because it's all on me now.
Right.
So got a little bit of the, you know, fear and anxiety around doing it on my own and, you know, finding affordable housing, employment, you know, the whole nine yards that goes with the move. So plus I'm 58. So it's like a lot of things going around the old noggin there. So
good time to go on a new adventure. So when we get afraid of things and we're making stuff up in our heads about all the reasons why, you know, we need to be worried about it, stop that, take one step at a time. And what you do is, you know, look at an area and explore that and then look at another area. When we think too far out in the future, Julia, what happens is we go into brain freeze and nothing gets done. So let's dial this down and ask a few questions. Is it in Julia's best interest to move to the Gulf Coast side of Florida at this time in her life? What's the first thing you get that pops into your head when I say that?
Yes.
I got a yes too. So is it in Julia's best interest to move to the Tampa, St. Petersburg area? It's the first thing that pops in.
I'm not sure.
I got a yes.
Okay.
Let's refine it down even further. Is it in Julia's best interest to live in the St. Petersburg area? I get a no. Is it in Julia's best interest to live on the Tampa, you know, in the Tampa area? I get a yes. So that's how you do it. You just ask questions, and they don't have to be yes, no questions. They can be multiple choice questions or whatever. But just be really specific because spirits are really literal.
Okay.
Okay. And you'll get information. You'll get guidance. And that's as easy as it is. And anybody can do it.
Okay.
And when you're asking information on stuff that's really life-changing, you know, you're getting a yes. So we got a yes for Tampa. We got a no for St. Petersburg.
What about Clearwater or the Clearwater area?
In Julia's best interest to move to the Clearwater area of Florida, I get a yes on that too.
Okay.
So that gives you options.
Okay.
So take a step, look in those areas, and then and then that's going to lead you. And then you take another step and your next step is going to be pointed out to you and you'll take that step and then just take it one step at a time. And then it makes it not scary because like what I was saying earlier, if something isn't going to kill you, like to Denise from Virginia, you know, who's having the job thing going on, if it's not going to kill you in the next couple of minutes, it's fake. It's fake news. It's a false fear.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
the other thing that I was wondering about is like where I live now, I just live here month to month. I'm not on a lease any longer. So I have the freedom to kind of, you know, as long as I give like a 30-day notice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like to, you know, they always talk about divine timing and being in the flow of divine timing. So I wanted to see if there was a sense of the best timing so I can kind of be in that divine flow.
So. I get the time to start in on this adventures now. Because I asked a minute ago at this moment in time, I got a yes. And I just asked now, is now the right time? And I got a yes.
Okay.
And you're going to know when you're in the flow because the pieces of the puzzle are all going to fit together. It's going to be really easy.
Okay.
Okay. When you're getting a bunch of resistance, step back, you know, maybe change directions a little bit. Doesn't necessarily pick a different city, maybe pick a different area, maybe pick a different development.
Yeah.
But you'll know when you're in the flow because everything's going to just go boom, 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 and all line up perfectly.
Okay. I've like signed up for several real estate websites.
Right.
And I'm trying to find, you know, housing in my budget.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes I find them, but they're like just the room. So they want to rent a room for what I want to pay for the month.
Apartment. Expand the area you're looking in. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let us know what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Julia. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Lois. Lois, can you unmute yourself?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Lois.
Can you hear me?
I can. How are you, girl?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear your husband's doing fine.
He is. Thank you. Please tell everybody where you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. You got a question for me?
Yes. I have two, as a matter of fact. The first one is, I'm in my 80s, and I've always had a fear of being buried, not of dying, but being put under the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, is it okay for the soul for cremation?
What
do you have to say about, not that I think cremation's great, but I don't know. It's just the idea of being buried under the ground.
Especially in New Orleans where the water table's so high. Yeah, 90% of Americans are cremated now, Lois. So it's very, very common.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we have all these above ground tombs in New Orleans, but still, you know, I just feel like getting it over with would be the best thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's that dust to dust thing, right?
What?
It's that dust to dust thing that they talk about in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what they do in New Orleans. It just takes longer when they move those bodies down till they become dust, and then they put them on the bottom level, waiting for the next corpse. But yeah, cremation is just fine. It doesn't matter because the everlasting part of you is your spirit.
Yeah, and the spirit, of course, it's gonna be fine, right?
That's right. It lasts forever.
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to find out is I have something on my right lung.
Okay.
And it's a spot, but I don't know what it is. And I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Yeah, we've talked about that before when you've called in, Lois. And it's a suspicious spot, and I want you to go get it checked at the doctor.
Okay. I'm just afraid, you know, I feel like if it's really bad, I'd rather not know about it. I'm sorry, but, you know, okay.
Yeah. I want you to go get it checked. And then you can figure out what you want to do with that information. You know, just because they tell you something and they tell you that what they want you to do, that's still your prerogative to do what you want. But I think you need to get it checked.
Okay, Julie, I'm glad I asked you about that again.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. And I hope your husband keeps doing fine.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Let's see who else we have. I believe our next caller's Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Julie. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thanks for hanging with me tonight.
Hey, it was fun. It was an adventure. It was a party.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Thornwood, New York.
Okay, great. You got a question for me?
I do. I'd like to know if you can talk to spirit, talk to my spirit guides, and I'd like to get a sense of, you know, I've had a theme my whole life of weight and body image and food and difficulty around all that. And I'd like to know what it is I need to learn on a spiritual level. I'd like to know what it is that needs to evolve, that needs to grow, what the lesson is on this whole journey.
Okay. That's centered around food and weight and body image and all that jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to you, and you want to talk to your spirit guides about this? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I don't know. Whoever has the answer.
Okay, so what's the question? Let's ask some questions, and then we'll just get everybody's opinion. God, the universe, your spirit guides, your angels, your deceased loved ones. Let's just get the whole group involved.
What do I need to learn in order to A, grow on a spiritual level around this theme, and B, to transcend it and be happy with, you know, be at the ideal weight that I want and feel healthy?
Okay, what just came in is you don't have to do anything. You're doing everything perfectly, first of all, right now. Second thing I got was stop resisting. When you go to acceptance, Amanda, acceptance equals love. Love is a high vibration. When we're in frustration, anger, grief, sadness, whatever, we're at a low vibration. All right. And the universe says, oh, Amanda wants to experience frustration with her weight. So we're going to give her more of that. All right. It's like our heads are big satellite dishes and we're on a channel on a radio that's broadcasting frustration with your weight, with my weight. And listen, I've dealt with this my whole life too. So I got you. And so where we want to go is we want to go to, okay, I'm really glad that I have a body that works. My body has served me well. And I know that this is all unfolding perfectly. And I know that that things are going to come to me in the exact right time. When we stop resisting it is when the magic happens. So do you need to learn anything? No. Are you learning stuff? Absolutely. Look at all you've learned in your life so far, centered around weight. I bet you're an expert on nutrition and what to eat and what not to eat and how many carbs and how many calories. And I bet you're an expert on all that stuff, right?
Well, I've basically recovered myself from a lifetime of disordered eating and yo-yo dieting. And I became a health coach for other women to help get them out of diet insanity. But I feel self-conscious about being a health coach because I'm about 40 pounds overweight and I don't feel great in my body. And so I feel like it's holding me back on multiple levels.
Right. So that's a false belief, right? Because anything that isn't going to kill you is fake. It's fake news. It's a false belief. It's a limiting belief. And what I was talking about with Denise earlier, which is ask yourself when you're feeling bad, is this going to kill me in the next couple of minutes? If it's not, it's fake. Anything that isn't going to kill you in the next couple of minutes is a fake fear. All right. It's something we've made up in our heads. So where you go with that is as soon as you get curious, is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes? No. All right. And then your next question is, how is this benefiting me? You do that, Amanda, it's going to raise your vibrational level. You're going to get an inspiring thought. Follow that thought. Take action on it. That's when the magic happens. That's when information comes in. When we have a thought to change something, when we're feeling bad, that's an urge. It keeps us on the hamster wheel of feeling bad. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Try that. I promise you it works great in every area of your life. I promise.
Okay. And I would like to do a session with you. It just may take a little bit of time for me to get there, a couple weeks or a month. I'm wondering if you can just, because my body feels so off balance, as I was mentioning the first time I called in, can you scan me and maybe give me a little healing wherever it's needed to hold me over until I'm able to spend a little more time with you?
Yeah, what I just did was I shot energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and I straightened out what's called your Hara line, H-A-R-A. Look that up, H-A-R-A. And your Hara line is your intentionality in this lifetime. Yours was kind of curvy, and we want it to be straight up and down. So yours is straight up and down now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Looking forward to talking to you.
You too. Have a good day.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got a couple of minutes left, so let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Okay. You're kind of coming in and out. So let's see if that'll work. Got a quick question. I've only got about a minute and a half left. Are you there?
Nope. Yeah. I have a hiatal hernia, and I'm here. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a hiatal hernia, and I was told that it was only the size of the tip of my pinky finger, and it's been some time, and I just wanted to see the size of it, if it stayed the same or...
Yeah, it's little, but I just scooped it out, and I've got stem cell energy going in to put new esophageal tissue in there to heal it. So I'm doing a healing on you.
Nice.
And hopefully it will feel better soon.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, everybody. Well, we are out of time. So thank you to all of you who called in this evening. Sorry about the technical difficulties once again. And I hope you all have a great week. And until next week, send me your questions. Follow me on Instagram at Ask Julie Ryan. Sign up for my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. And I hope you have a great weekend and a good week. Till next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at Ask Julie Ryan and like her on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.